CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Beijing is calling on Washington to not allow Taiwan's leader to travel through U.S. territory en route to three Pacific islands. It's been reported Tsai Ing-wen will leave this Saturday on a week-long trip to Tuvalu, the Solomon Islands, and the Marshall Islands via transit through Hawaii and Guam. The Chinese government has issued a formal complaint. In issuing the complaint, Beijing is calling on the U.S. side to adhere to the One China policy, reiterating opposition to any diplomatic relations with the island. Chinese Vice Premier Wang Yang has spoken on the phone with U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. The two have hashed out what's expected on the economic front when U.S. President Donald Trump visits China next month. Issues connected to bilateral economic and trade ties have also been discussed. Trump is due to visit China next month as part of his five-stop tour in Asia that will also take him to Japan, South Korea, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Chinese Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli has attended the royal cremation of Thailand's late king Bhumibol Adulyadej as the special envoy of President Xi Jinping. Zhang Gaoli has extended the condolences and reverence of the Chinese side to new king Vajiralongkorn. Vajiralongkorn has also been offered an invitation to visit China. King Bhumibol passed away in October of last year. He served as Thailand's monarch from 1946. Spain's central government has dismissed the regional government of Catalonia hours after lawmakers in the region voted to declare independence. Madrid has also announced plans to hold elections in the autonomous region in December. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says the Catalan administration will be taken over by federal authorities this weekend. Rajoy has also issued a call for calm, saying his government will respond to the situation in a proper way. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has issued a 24-hour stand-down of Iraqi government forces in the country's northern regions controlled by the Kurds. This will allow a joint Iraq-Kurdish military team to arrange redeployment of Iraqi federal forces in areas claimed by the government and the semi-autonomous region of Kurdistan. Heavy fighting has been taking place between Iraqi government forces and the Kurdish Peshmerga, which has been critical in helping root out the Islamic State. The Kurds held a referendum last month, which has called for the independence of the Kurdish-controlled areas, which include the northern Iraqi provinces of Kirkuk, as well as parts of Nineveh, Diyala, and Salahuddin. Suggestions of independence have prompted warnings of intervention from neighboring Turkey, which has been fighting a Kurdish independence movement for the past three decades. Yemen's Houthi rebels are claiming they have shot down a fighter jet belonging to a Saudi-led military coalition. It's been reported the typhoon was down northeast of the capital Sana'a on Friday evening. If confirmed, this would be the second plane downed by the Iranian ally rebels in less than a month. Saudi Arabia is leading an Arab military coalition in a battle against the Houthi rebels. Fighting broke out in March 2015 in a bid to restore President Abd Rabbu Mansour Hadi, who was ousted by Houthis in September of the previous year. The Houthis have been controlling much of Yemen's north, including the capital Sana'a, since 2014. More than 10,000 have been killed in the fighting, which many observers view as a proxy war between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Chinese authorities are promising strict new rules on construction projects by the agencies of the Communist Party of China and the government starting from December 1st. A new State Council regulation has placed controls on the construction, expansion, renovation, and purchase of halls and buildings of party and government agencies, as well as organizations funded by central government money. It prohibits the construction of any buildings or halls which are built through taxpayer money. The new rules are an amendment to the frugality campaign launched by the CPC in late 2012. Chinese bike-sharing company Mobike is delving into the carpooling sector. In a deal with Dida Pinscher, Mobike will include carpooling feature on its application. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.